Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to Couples Cafe. May we seat you. We are ready to go forth and enjoy this time with a very, very, very special couple today.
Yes.
Pastors Tony and Alicia Cash are dynamic leaders and a driving force behind the Leadership Church. They're deeply committed to inspiring and empowering their congregation through impactful teachings and meaningful community outreach. With a passion for fostering spiritual growth and leadership development, they dedicate themselves to uplifting individuals and families in their journey of faith. Pastors, we appreciate you being here and welcome. Thank you for coming.
We're happy to be here as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate what you do. We appreciate you, your ministry that ministers to couples and strengthens couples, but also what you're doing in the community, too, by just giving and sharing. So we appreciate all the work you're doing in the name of the gospel of Christ. So thank you for that.
You know what I wanted to say, and thank you, Pastor Tony and Pastor E, for joining us. One of the reasons that you stood out, we had the opportunity to share in your anniversary, your recent anniversary, and how you were celebrating your love in such a beautiful way. And the most poignant memory I have is the expression on your children's face. Being an educator and in this environment for over 30-something years, I've seen pain on children's faces when they don't have the support they need. And so when I stumble across it, when we come across that, where you have a family unit in place and you see its impact on the generations, it means a lot, and it's certainly worth lifting up. And so I want to applaud you for your, and I know that that doesn't just happen by happenstance, but it happens with intentionality. And so that's one of the things, that's why we wanted you to come on, so you can share what some of these intentional things that you've done to make sure, first, before you minister to a world, that you minister in your home first to one another. So I'll start off right here. So how long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 20 years.
Mm. Now tell us a love story, how you guys met.
Well, we have conflicting stories of exactly about the how part, right. but we did. We met in church, believe it or not. Pastor Tony was he was on usher board number two, and he was also in the men's ministry and also a part of the arts ministry. as well.
Drove the van, cleaned up outside.
So, all right, you were the man then.
he was doing all things ministry wise. And so back then, I mean, church not like the way it used to be. You know, we went to church, and then after church, we fellowshipped, and we were part of a group that fellowshipped together after church, that type of thing. And so we were friends. And so I had categorically put him in the friend zone, you know, and said we were only going to be platonic friends and things like that. And somehow, you know, all of a sudden, he saw me in a different light, y'all. he saw me in a different light and wanted to take me out on a date. And that's how we met, and the rest is history. We've been together some 20 plus years later. So started out as true friends at church, and ended up now doing ministry together.
So I'm interested in Pastor Tony's take on this story. I really, because I've only heard your side. I really have. And I think to have balanced reporting, we must have right. both sides. So Pastor Tony, tell us your side.
And first of all, thank you for that, because nobody ever takes my side. Everybody takes her side. She didn't tell you guys that when I asked her out the first time, she pulled off and left me standing there.
Ooh.
And started screaming, saying, "No!" I know this chick didn't just live in the church. Now, you know, I was younger then, and I had my pride, and I thought I was good looking. I dressed nice. So, you know, I'm thinking, now I got some pics out there. She was letting me know, yeah, but this fish right here is going to be hard to reel in. And she pulled off, and I called, and she was like, "I just don't want to mess up the friendship." But she soon came to her senses. And realize that this was the best thing out there. Ain't nothing else to find.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And I, through the ups and downs, I think she'll say that it was a good decision that day to let me take her out. So, you know, we're just two people, imperfect people doing God's perfect will. And you guys are mentors to us, you and Rob. And we recognize what you all have done in marriage, and we've talked about it from time to time. We've marveled at the time how long you guys have been together, and we just appreciate being here with you all today.
Well, we appreciate that, Pastor Tony. You know, I was listening to Pastor E talking, and it reminded me a little bit of our story. I think, Pastor Tony, we might have been separated at birth, because really I just started off with Vic as a friend. The only thing that changed my mind from friendship to a little deeper involvement was when I saw in some red hot pants. And I didn't want
to
be a friend anymore.
Stop that.
I wanted to be a little bit closer, you know, just to be close to you. You know what the Commodore sang? I was singing that song. And, all these many years later, those hot pants have been my best friend.
They're in the Smithsonian right now. I can only get a half a leg in those.
Oh, you can get that much in now?
Okay, Rob, watch it. You want to go home with me, okay?
All right. You know what? They tell us to marry young. This is what the psychology says, that when you marry a woman in your youth, she thinks she changes, but to the eyes of that man who loves her, she's still the young lady he married.
She is.
And that's how I look at my wife. I don't see any imperfections. I still see the beautiful young lady that I first asked out.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Now, you know, Pastor, I'm going to use that quote, so don't try to sue me. All right, I'm going to use it. I'm going to tell him it's mine. It's mine.
You get some brownie points with me today, buddy. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a break coming on right now, Cash, so hold on for just a few moments. We'll be right back. You're listening to Couples Cafe. Let's talk about it with the Turners on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Give us a call at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
All right, here we are back again. I like that song too, honey. We're talking to the Cash couple. I like that name too. Does that mean y'all got a lot of money? I'm just saying, you know how the scripture says, call those things that be not as though they were, and then we added a little...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Caveat to it, until they become, as you say. So every time we call in the cash, we're calling cash into the cash family.
I will take it.
Well, we're back here with News Talk and Radio 1380 WAOK, and we've got Pastor Tony and Pastor Elisha Cash, and they are sharing their nuggets on how they met. Here, I've got a question for you. So how long have you all been in pastoring a church together?
Well, that has been 15 years, so okay. We're coming up 15 years in 2025.
Okay, awesome. And Rob's got something he wanted to talk to you about.
As pastors ministering to the needs and, you know, accessibility to your congregation as a couple, what effect, if any, does that have on your marriage?
It has a lot of effect, mm-hmm. to be honest. Some good and some bad. It depends on the season that we're in.
Yeah, I understand that.
It depends on the season that we're in. But what I would like to say that marriage is our first ministry. You know, sometimes, you know, you could be so focused on making sure that church ministry is working that you negate or neglect the marriage ministry. And so you can try to do it the opposite way if you want to. It's gonna flare up, you mm-hmm. know. And so that's what we learn. To make sure that that our marriage ministry is our first ministry, and we don't always get it right. You know, sometimes we have to come back and realign ourselves to make sure. I say, Pastor Tony, you ain't take me out on a date. You know, let's talk better mm-hmm. to one another than we talk to the saints. You know, and so that's just real life, the real nature of doing ministry. You know, mm-hmm. together. Is being able to navigate both. What would
now,
you
she
say?
Tell me my dates are too cheap.
I know we were separated at birth now because that sounds familiar to me.
Oh, she tell me my dates are too. So last week, she said the date has to cost more than $100, player, because I'm your girlfriend and your wife. And you know what I did? Got my hips up and made plans. Sometimes you got to tell people what they need to know. Mm-hmm. So she helped me on that.
All right, Pastor. Well, keep your wife away from my wife with that kind of information, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
And you know, he did good too.
He did good. All right. I'm just kidding. Okay, that's good.
See,
that's
I
good.
Think, you know what? I think too. Part of what you're saying, both of you, especially Pastor Tony, is communicating.
Yes.
because sometimes we expect people to know what we're right. thinking and mm-hmm. what we want. Mm-hmm. And you got to help a brother out. You got to help a sister out by communicating and saying. And I believe there's a time for, you know, the cheap dates, you know, where you go. And we go to McDonald's sometimes and split. This is how cheap he is, you guys. We split.
I'm trying to watch my weight.
A fish fillet meal. I'm not joking. We split it. But we are watching how much we eat. But we'll split it. And I don't complain about it. I really do enjoy it. But there are times when more thought and consideration has to go into what do I do to bless my spouse? That's what you're saying. And then you didn't just ask, you know, we expect him to know what that was. You helped him by saying, I need more. I desire more. And I think you're capable of doing more. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have been married 20 years. You've been in ministry together for 15 years. You're quite a success in both areas. So tell us, what's your secret sauce?
Oh, she is.
Good answer.
And I'm all serious about that because you don't want to see a marriage where I don't listen to her. Mm-hmm. We'll have a whole lot of fun, but won't nothing get done. And then you don't want to see a church where I don't listen to her because we'll be full of the Holy Ghost and no organization, mm-hmm. no bills paid.
Right.
No. And so she is just the foundation of what makes this marriage so successful because she has an aggravating thing about her that is good for her. She don't like to give up on nothing. And I'll be like, if this ain't working,
let it go, huh?
and she doesn't do that even in our marriage. If I get mad and the devil start working, she's able to just stay focused and remain and go, okay, well, you might be in that room, but you ain't going nowhere. I've always told people, somebody in the marriage got to have some sense. So that's my portion of it.
That does help. That does help. You're absolutely right. It does.
So, E, when you've had those moments, and every marriage has those intense moments, and when you're in a different room, and how do you manage it? Because well, obviously, Pastor Tony is saying that you're very tenacious, and that's a wonderful quality, not giving up. But how do you manage it when you're in different rooms?
Well, those intense moments of fellowship during those times... is reflecting on those good times that we've had, you know, and being able to say that you're not willing to give up on those good times. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes those memories really do matter. And so for us, for me, it's like, no, I've put way too much into this marriage. We put way too much into this marriage. And the enemy comes in and he wants to be deceptive about a moment and make it seem like, oh, we can't get beyond this moment. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's when prayer comes in. It's a whole equation. It depends on how bad the intense moment of fellowship is. You do know that, right?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
There's levels to this, you know? And so if it's, you know, just simple agitations, then, you know, that's something we can, 24 hours and we are apologizing and able to move past that, you know, get over that little hurt. But then sometimes there's a different level where you have to put this marriage on the prayer and come back and try to communicate. And there's times we don't feel like communicating. The community, there's some barriers on the communication. You know, people, we're not willing to listen, that type of thing. And so then we just take a little pause in that and we say we're going to agree to disagree on that thing. Mm-hmm. But we still got to, you know, keep moving. Then we have to come back and revisit. And the other third thing is sometimes we haven't always been great with communicating. So we have to bring in someone to sit with us to help us navigate,
that's,
you know,
good.
And sometimes people are very prideful to say that, but you know, there are moments where we need help, where mm-hmm. we're not listening to one another. We're mm-hmm. not being patient mm-hmm. with one mm-hmm. another. Mm-hmm. we're in our own way, and we have to have people to help us navigate that, you know, and even pastorally too, yes. you know, covering us in ministry. That part right. has been very huge, because they're reminding us what we stand for as a unit in marriage, and that who's counting on us to make it and navigate through this situation that sometimes seems so huge, but maybe small.
Very good.
That's powerful. Pastors, we want you to stay with us just for another break, please, because we have a couple of more questions to ask you. We have to go to a break right now. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners at the Couples Cafe on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Give us a call at 404-726-1380, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners at the Couples Cafe on News and Talk 1380, and we're having a wonderful time talking to the pastors, Cash. And we appreciate your vulnerability, your openness. We appreciate you sharing who you are with us to help others be stronger in their relationship. I have a question for you both. The five love languages, which are words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, physical touch, and receiving gifts. What are your love languages or love language?
Oh, give me that old touch, bro. I like
that touch.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I heard what you say, but I feel what you touch me with. That's what I.
Well, the Bible said, "Lay hands on," didn't he? That's go. Good. That's good. That's good.
There's healing in the man.
That's right. All righty.
I think I have a dual love language. If I could have that, it would be.
Okay.
I have a dual love language, which is words of affirmation as well as gifts. I think both of those are. Mm-hmm. Those are my love languages.
Honey, them gifts seem to be the highest.
No, that's right.
Whatever worked for y'all now, if it works, if it ain't broke,
that's right.
We don't fix it. But you know what I was telling my kids this one time, I was like in the last, 10 or 15 years, I said, I know why Dad never left me. And they said, why? I said, because he couldn't afford to leave. I said, he was going to have to sleep in a car because he could not afford two homes. And so sometimes we were forced to stay together to work it out, you know, to work it out. So despite other things, that I think that the circumstances we were in did not allow options. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he could go out in the car, Pastor Tony, and drive around the block, you know, and blow off some steam in the car. But he had to be careful with that because he couldn't run out the gas because he needed for work.
And you know what? I'm telling you, we've had that. And I'm telling you, God uses circumstances to help us have some sense.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes,
Absolutely.
He does.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Good word.
And it worked out for our good. And here we are. These years down the road, and I think this is a message for couples, honey. I really do. Because, you know, so many couples go in with a back door open.
Exactly.
And we made a decision, and I know that's what the Cashes did. Like, look, this we in this thing. And especially when those children came on the scene, it's like, our commitment is greater. Greater. So tell us this. Both of you, what's your advice that you would give to other couples that are juggling ministry and marriage?
Get you a pastor.
Come on.
get you a pastor.
Come on.
That, and I'll say this, that a pastor or a couple, that they're happily married,
mm-hmm.
And they have some years on their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. And the reason why the years on the marriage is so important, because that means that they've navigated some things. And so they can guide you, listen to you, support you, and then come back and redirect you. And so it's challenging to do this alone when you feel like you're at the top. And so that you don't have someone to go to and, confess when you have not done right by your spouse and you haven't said the right thing,
mm-hmm.
For prayer and for you know, accountability. Mm-hmm. And so that part is so huge. So when you're at the top, you have to be, you know, accountable to something, someone. And we're part of this pastoral ministry, and he often says, don't tell me who you over until you tell me who you under. And mm-hmm. so that piece is so important to make sure that, you know, those pastors are there for that guidance when it comes to your relationship, because there's so many times that, you know, our pastors have been there for us and have guided us and prayed for us and mentored us and talked to us through some things. And I know the importance of having that level of covering when you're doing ministry like this.
Mm. And shout out to Dr. Wetland and Virginia Seeley, who has just been amazing pastors. And I'm going to tell you this, you got to have somebody. And my wife would tell you this is important to me. You have, when you get married, you have to have someone who can tell you the truth about you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when we were going through, one thing about Dr. Virginia Seeley, she's the most loving person. But when I tell you she'll stab you with that truth, mm-hmm. you think she's coming in with a sweet hug? She said, I got you. And she does not mind in a loving way telling you, son, you can't talk like that. You can't say that. You can't do that. And if you say, well, what can my wife or my husband and I do to get better? Place your marriage on the godly conservatorship and let somebody guide you, lead you, and let somebody tell you what to do when you're doing dumb stuff.
You know, Pastor, we entitled this segment of Couples Cafe, Love in the Pulpit. And this is truly an example of that, because love is more than a good feeling, a fuzzy feeling. It's being tenacious. It's being steadfast. It's being unmovable. It means always abounding, moving forth. It means holding on. It means forgiving. It means so many, many different things. And you've expressed and showed that today in reference to your vulnerability, but also your submission to the congregation that you've been so fortunate that God has blessed you to lead, and they're very fortunate to have you as their shepherds.
Yes.
So love in the pulpit is really a powerful thing, and thank mm-hmm. you for being an example mm-hmm. of what love in the pulpit looks like. Mm-hmm. It's more than a flashy suit or a beautiful dress, and some of our churches a big hat, but it's staying steadfast, unmovable. It's being strong mm-hmm. in the adversities that you go through. It's like what happened with the disciples. It's staying in the boat when the storms come, mm-hmm. because you know nothing's going to stop you from getting to that other side. So we appreciate you for that. We do have a caller from Connecticut. His name is Cliff. Cliff, are you on the line?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, family. I want to add also a different perspective, but then lead in with a question in terms of marriage and the family. So with us in our community, since we see so less of it, and pretty much right now, in our families, we're seeing our households being headed up by the black woman. So can it be fair to say that what's needed is the black man and the black woman to head the families in our community? So I'm not talking about so many of us as our white men so often do, got to pick a Puerto Rican or a white girl. I'm saying value and respect the black woman. And that's what we need in our community. So even from a religious standpoint, the black man, the black woman, and the black family is critical. And our black tradition, you know, and I know this is going to be controversial, but at this point, I'm even swaying away from this whole Christmas ideology and putting more focus on principles as it's related in Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa is for us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine the black man and the black woman with the black family practicing the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can that hurt us? That's my question.
I don't think it hurts us at all, Cliff. I think you, I'll just weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you've made some powerful points, and I know Pastor Tony now may want to weigh in, but we do know that we have been distracted in our community with so many, the noise that is enamoring us, so much noise, and it pulls us from the intimacy that is necessary in our families, with one another as couples, with our children, in the raising and the training of our children. That's the focus. One of the focus of the Couples Cafe is to bring us back into an awareness that we need to come back to some very basic things in our family, in our communities. It's not waiting for others to do it for us. We are empowered to do it ourselves. We are empowered to love one another, to respect one another, to nurture one another through life's challenges, and to raise our children accordingly. So I think you bring up some very good points. Pastor Tony, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, my wife, she was getting ready to say something. I'll come on after. Go ahead.
Okay, go on, dear.
No, I definitely understand what he's saying. It was one time when the kids were a little younger, Pastor Tony and I would take them with us walking, right? And we would walk down Wesley Chapel and Snappinger. You remember that, babe?
Yeah.
And people would honk at us and say, "We love the Black family," you know? Mm-hmm. And so it just seemed like something that was just so simple that we just decided to get up and exercise together. But I guess the impact that it made, the inspiration that it made or gave to others, you know, was some level of hope, you know? And so I do realize that we continuously need to see hope in front of us.
Yes.
People need to feel hope when it comes to a family unit. There have been so many families that have been led by Black women and has missed the leadership of a man. And so, and to have that unit is so imperative and is very important to the health of our generation. So I concur with making sure that we have Black families and especially couples leading in ministry as well as and leading as a family.
That's great.
Yeah. Amen. And I'll just say that my thing is for what the gentleman said about men being in the home and leading. Number one, we need more marriage in our community. I think that's where our strength has gone, mm-hmm. and where we are weaker as a community than many of the other communities is a lack of marriage. When you look at the fact that only 34% of all Black men are married, I think 35% of all Black women, then I think when we look at our counterpart, when you look at the Caucasians, 55% of all white men are married, 52% of all white women are married. And then when you correlate that to spirituality, correlate that to wealth, you realize, wow, no wonder we're lagging behind. Now, in the 60s, we were all, I think we were up to like 68, 70% or somewhere 50, 60%, maybe 70% of African-Americans were married. Well, here's the thing about it. When the marriage fails in a community, then the community fails.
Yes.
When fathers are not leading, mothers are not together with fathers walking side by side, the family, the community fails. And I'll give you these three little points that I want to say to you that I think will even help. You know, women struggle the most in poverty, more than men overall. When a woman is aging and she's challenged and she's single, well, there's a difference in if you are single or if you were married and the husband should pass, you get Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
How all of these things change. There's tax laws that benefit marriage. You know, there are so many. And then I deal with finances. Wealth it grows expeditionally when you're married, because you've got two people in one place paying the bills of one place, but you got double the wealth. And now you're able to invest more, leave more. Man, so the gentleman is right. I am an advocate for marriage. People talk about all the things that they don't like about marriage, but the good things far outweigh it. And when God calls a thing anyway, it's going to work for your good.
That's right.
Pastor Tony, thank you so much. Cliff, thank you so much for the call and for that question and for that contribution. We appreciate you. Well, We got to leave Couples Cafe, unfortunately. We have a break coming up. Cash, you were the best. This we appreciate you. Thank you for accepting the call God put on your life to lead his people, but also to be an influence and a light and a powerful message and word in our community. We thank you so much for joining us.
Keep shining that light that our community needs it. You know, the scriptures, Rob, it talks about the earth groans for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Keep shining that light, Pastors Tony and E. It's making a difference.
Yes.
And in ways that you may not see it, or you may not think it, but I promise you it's making a difference. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. Love you all. Love you all, too. Thank you. Let's talk about it with the Turners on News and Talk 1380 WAOK 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.